Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening. I am so excited for this evening tonight. I just want to quickly apologize. We got started a little bit late. We were having issues with BTR here, but nevertheless, we are here and ready for the poets to come on through and do their thing this evening. We're just going to go ahead and get it started, get some tracks playing in rotation until they all arrive and my co-hosts arrive. So without further ado, we are just going to get it off and popping with Isaiah Swore with Who Was There.
Mama, say who's there. She utters with glee, knock, knock. Torn apart from the stresses of the day, pupils roll in annoyance. Desperate plea, begging heaven to let this child sit her ass on the royal blue seats. Observations, riding the bus home. Exhaustion finds its home as coughs to loosen phlegm. Unnerving satisfaction in every blink of eyelids, purposely seeping into relaxation. Did she believe she could absolve of her title and legs spread, enjoying a nut she inadvertently asked God for a child? Plagues unleashed to the futures, demons to be cast out later, simply avoidable had she entertained her daughter. Sparks fly when female friends, lips pucker to dribble gossip upon experience of the day or was hot in the hood. Pray someone will distract the seed. Mama ain't geared to nurse the spirit the moment God began recording transgressions. Torn apart from the stresses of the day, she was reluctant to engage a daughter with a spoonful of time. I'm sure I just observed it wrong on this night while riding the bus home. Mama, excuse me, Mama. No challenge too big, her mother appearing to be awake. Mama, knock, knock.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Miss Isaiah Soar with Who's There. And we're going to keep the show going because we know the poet's going to fall through. We apologize for getting started fairly late. We were having issues with Blog Talk Radio and our timing issue. The show normally starts at 9 o'clock. I saw many of you pop in and pop out. That kind of deterred everyone. So, you know, we'll just keep on playing the tracks in rotation until the poets come through like they always do on our Thursday night open mic. Right, we're going to keep it going. And we, like we always say, we want to keep our artists in rotation and keep people knowing who they are and what they're doing. And we're going to play a track by Mr. Larry Edwards, the Poetic Love track.
Oh, yeah. Oh. When it's
Surrounds her chocolate covered man. Her love surrounds her chocolate covered children. She loves them and they taste sweet, like dark chocolate from the Virgin Islands. Sweet like dark chocolate from Africa. That raises the level of endorphins, that raises the level of adrenaline. Her man, her children, they make her high, like a person on top of the Eiffel Tower, like a man witnessing the birth of his firstborn son. Until I run into thee, she, the one perfect for me. She, the one who's caring, loving, and sweet to me. The one who flows with me, who will work with me to build a better life for we, with very little strife. She, whose sun's rays drip warm love all over me, to be able to see clearly through rose and yellow tinted glasses, where I now can see clearly for millions of miles and understand truly, fully my purpose. For you bring clarity of thought, for you were sent to me to strengthen me, the ground on which my house stands, able to withstand stormy weathers, and tornadoes. You, she, strengthens me incredibly, helping me to be better today than yesterday, better next year than yesteryear. Men know to respect her. Men know to protect her, for she respects herself. She is a lady, not slick or shady, not loose as a goose. She respects her man. She can stand up to fire, for she is not a liar. Calculus, integration, differentiation. I sought after an equation by which I could plot the graph of your physical dimensions on X, Y, and Z planes of space. But there was no trace, no equation that I could find to describe your physical beauty. But I must start at the origin of your inner beauty. Beautiful, inside and out. The best. I know that I am blessed, for I can have my cake and eat it too, for you are ripe as sweet honeydew. Your love keeps me from feeling blue. Your love, your energy surrounds me, comforts me, hopefully throughout eternity, for you allow me to be what I was created to be, satisfied with me, not trying to change me into your image, your likeness of what you want me to be, but flowing with me, helping me to be at peace, at rest. Your chest pulls the stress from my head and replaces it with warm, glowing love that drips all over me like honey. She, the one perfect for me. Are you she?
All right, Detroit, that was Kier with She. He asked the question, are you she? That was a smooth joint right there. Come bringing it to you live on the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy. I am just want to quickly, again, apologize for the delay. I know that the poet came to the page and saw it said the show said 9:30, but there was an error. So we had to call the BTR and get that corrected and just, you know, fall through with the session. So we just hope that the poets come on through like they always do. I saw a lot of them pop in and pop out and perhaps all the time. And we'll see them at 9:30, I guess. All right, we're going to keep the show going like we always do. The show must go on. And, you know, like we do here on the show, we got to keep our artists in rotation. But we are going to play a little bit of music in the interim. And I'm going to play this brother, Chris Phelps, with Love You Forever. So, you know, we got to keep indie artists and underground artists also in rotation and in conjunction with the spoken word artists, because we show them all love. All the entertainers, we love you here on the Poetic Energy Network station. So without further ado, we're going to bring you Chris Phelps. We'll love you forever.
Take sampling to the next step.
Yeah.
I had a vision of a pipe dream. It was no nightmare, but it was a night scene. How at least I was dancing with the king of kings. I wear a royal home, a chariot of memories. Created from the top, the blood of one back. In unison, I held out of breath. They say, say how you feel while there's still time left. Cause it's 10 times harder when you do it through death. I mean, 10 times harder if you wait till they're gone. Cause she can't hear these words that you rap in a song. But I believe she still can. I believe this was all part of God's plan. I believe that she's back with that soul, make me miss you, Bobby. It's been 9 long years since she kissed you, Bobby. And I'ma take this lesson, learn from it, grow from it. Through my expression, light from now, glow from it. To the treacherous, I'll maintain my stride. They left the legacy, we maintain our pride. Hold my head up high. It was time, but we still seem to wonder why. And yes, we will move on, but at times look back, skimming through the pictures, trying to remember that moment that was captured, printed on some paper, frame it on the wall so we can all embrace that we love you. We tried, that felt pain. She's happy where she's at, but it isn't the same, and it
myself like, did I really hear that? It's hard to accept that I can never kiss her. They let me down and tell her how much I miss her. Pray before a meal won't really feel the same. I mean, she always started prayer, that's how we learned to say it. So pardon while I sit back, reminisce on the good times and setbacks. All the holiday dinners, weddings and the cookouts. My kids got to know her, dear God, good lookout. The time she was sad, reaching for her savior. She was ready to go, you could see in her behavior. But hindsight 2020, cause man at the time, last thing on my mind was saying goodbye. I mean, see you later, please understand that we miss you so much. But we're glad you're with him, we love you forever.
Your smile that captures the very essence of me.
When I gaze at you down the way, my heart ventures to say, you are amused to me. When pain, joy, or cold causes tears to be released from the lids of my eyes, rolling over the mound of my cheeks, it is the stroke of your gentle hand that helps me understand. You are a compassionate man that will do all you can to make sure that my heart is protected from the elements of despair. Because the love you have for me is far beyond someone who just would care. It is priceless beyond compare, perhaps even rare. The way you seize me with an intimate kiss, I am released of unnecessary worries and remain secure that our union will remain in total bliss. Your love for me is awesomely insane. I don't think you understand how it sets my heart aflame. You are sensational, spectacular, and a man that I adore. You chose to have me and me was something I just couldn't ignore. The sound of your alluring voice gave me no choice but to listen to that still, small voice. With this power and authority, it said to release the locks to the chambers of my heart and commune with the spirit of this man that I gave, granted, and to protect you and protect your heart. And should he violate the power that be, then he will have to answer to the wrath in me. I am your father that giveth you away to a noble, loving, honest man and not to be a wandering stray. He is the kind of man that I have conditioned to understand that as a leader of his family, he must know how to pray. After the consultation from my almighty father, entrancingly divine, a gate opened my eyes to capture the vision of the true love as my prize without veil, scales, or deliberate disguise. I am totally convinced that this man is definitely God's man. He is entrusted and instructed to inspire me, divinely love me, protect me from all hurt or harm while keeping me warm. I am so glad that the Lord saw fit to make this man mine. A man packaged unique and stamped as one of a kind. And that's my peace, the way he loves me. All right. All righty. We see the poets are coming on through. All right, I see my co-host has arrived in the building, so I'm just going to welcome him on to the show. Good evening, CBG. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful, wonderful poet. Wonderful poem. Believe me, I enjoyed your poem. It was nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very, very sweet, sweet poem.
Hello? I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said it was a very, very sweet poem.
Oh, thank you, Stevie G. You sure don't know how to make a girl smile. All right, we're going to keep it going. I see we have a poet on the line who wants to spit some poetry this evening, and we're just going to connect them right in. Caller from the 513, you're on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping to the mic tonight?
It's Romeo D. Natty.
Romeo,
hey, Romeo, how you doing, brother? This evening.
I'm maintaining. I enjoyed that piece.
Oh, thank you. I finally got to get a sneak peek of you.
Oh, my YouTube.
Yeah, finally was able to put a face with a voice.
Oh, okay. What did you think about that? I mean, I know they was making it, but, you know, it was cool.
I know you did your thing. It, you know, it was all good because, you know, we all were, you know, here on this show, we are fans of yours anyway, so.
That's what's up.
All right, what you going to do for us this evening, brother?
I'm going to do this piece that I'm going to put on my album. I'm pretty sure I did it on that show before, if that's okay.
All right.
It's called Bon Appetit. It probably would have been better for yesterday's show, but I'm going to go in with it. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Let me kiss your lips until I make your lips wet. Then I start kissing on your lips till your lips smile. Your mind can't fathom lips pouring so much juice. And how that you just had to look down, watching me lick your lips. To your surprise, you caught my eyes as I twisted my tongue inside your lips. You twisted your body, I grabbed your hips. You kept looking, I kept licking. You bit your bottom left lip. If this was a trip, then the bed would be an ocean, seven seas soaking. I was drunk off drinking so much juice out of your lips that you was thirsty. But I kept draining you by drinking you like I was thirsty. My lips was smacking, you spun your head around because you heard. Smile. I'm talking to your lips. Open wide while I blow them a kiss. My tongue tip flickers. Your whole body shivers. Oh, shit. I'm about to give you something to forever remember. Like saying you came 10 times at least. Your lips would be no lie. Knowing you came more but trying to calculate that, you would start to fantasize. Me down low on your lips got you feeling so high. I said open your lips up, lay your head back, eyes closed while you get tongue fucked, grabbing the sheet. And your breaths. You start to leak, but could not believe the mess. You done had enough, but you my bitch and my queen, so you gonna get the rest. Oh, shit. Do I gotta say it again? You nod your head. Oh, shit. Now let's begin. You get excited, watching me lick my lips. While I'm getting excited, thinking about you watching me licking your lips. You got my face buried, making you feel so alive. You never knew a time to feel so alive. You want to open your eyes, but every time you look, it's like your body shook. Your mind took. Because I took my time, make you flow like fine wine. Shit. Why wouldn't you be mine? Cause I got your mind. But like you, baby, it's fine. Cause you mine. So hold on, I finna make your body whine. Now picture that. While sitting on my sexy face, imagine me giving your pretty pussy lips a taste. Most beautiful scene you ever seen. Made you reach down and grab what was barging between my jeans. Give it a rub. You was loving the love you was getting. I almost couldn't stand the sounds of my licking. Made your body rock. You felt like you were slipping, falling. You had me in your area code. I heard your body calling. No need for parentheses. You know what that means? 10 times. Back to back to back to back. You laughed, talking about you didn't have any more. So I continuously licked your soft wet lips till you poured more, more. More, more, and more. I lick the one I love, and my licking she adores. She paid so much attention, because my skills were better than a whore. I licked her lips from behind and heard her ass clap, like she was giving me applause. Her juice dripping down my jaw. She bit her bottom lip when she saw, saying, "Ooh, daddy, I think you got it all." And it's all over your face. You wasn't being me. I said, "That's okay, China Blue. Bon Appetit." That's my thought.
All right. right, bro.
Listen, Romy, yo. First of all, let me show you some love for that piece. Now you always come through and give us something to chew on. That was definitely an awesome piece and properly titled Bon Appetit.
Thank you.
Now you know you got to let us know when that album come out, because you know we're going to got to get it in rotation here on the show.
That's what's up. I'm working on two singles at the moment. So as soon as they up and ready to go, then I'm going to holler at y'all.
All right. We certainly enjoyed you. That was Mr. Romeo holding it down on the mic with Bon Appetit. Thank you, dear brother, for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station.
Definitely
a favorite of the show.
That's what's up. I'm going to fall back and listen. I'm going to put my hand down. If I got time, then I'm going to jump back up.
All right. Let's keep the show going here. We are definitely, I love when the poets come through and just share their voice, and when somebody comes through and just really, you know, put it down on the mic, it's just awesome and lovely. But we appreciate all voices here on the show. You know, everybody has a style and a type, and, you know, we just learn to appreciate them. What up, Stevie G? What's going on over there?
I can't call it. Just sitting back, listening and enjoying, keeping in touch with the people in the chat room and doing my thing over here, co-hosting.
All right. Well, we're going to keep the show going here, and like we do on open mic, we got to mix it up a little bit. You know, we play some tracks and spit some poetry for you, so let's keep it going now, y'all. Let me play a little bit of old school for y'all, because, you know, sometimes you got to bring old school up in the mix and just kind of just let it, you know, have its way, because the old school music was, you know, something else back in the day. And so without further ado, I'm just going to play Mr. Marvin Gaye. Ooh, that rhyme, that's corny, huh? I'm going to play Your Precious Love, and we'll be right back after that with some more poetry, y'all.
With every passing minute, oh baby, so much joy wrapped up in it. Oh, heaven must attend you from above. Oh, heaven must attend your great love. Oh, and now I've got a
Detroit and all our global listeners, you tuned into the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and co-host, Mr. Stevie G. And we're bringing it to you live in the evening, another Thursday night open mic. And we definitely love to have the poets come through and the indie artists. We play all your tracks and keep them in rotation here. And we have a lot of show favorites, but one of my favorites, and a lot of people are loving this track, is by Miss Bessie Hughes with I Love Her. And so we're going to play that spoken word artist doing her thing out there. So let's show
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need.
You're my star.
Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you feel
I love
me?
To look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles,
kiss me,
to the sway of her thighs divine,
touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smiles warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream
come to me.
Makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love, while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth, and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
I mean me,
the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
with every fiber of my
I love her with all that is in me.
I love you, baby.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and co-host, Stevie G. You know, this is our Thursday night open mic once again, and we love to keep the artists in rotation. We are keeping records on how often they're requested or how often we play them and put them in rotation. For intended purpose, we're building the spoken word charts here on the Poetic Energy Network station, and it's for a greater purpose in the future. We got a lot of show favorites. We got Mr. Larry Edwards is one of our show favorites. Mr. Hakeem Crampton, Kier, Bessie Hughes, and a lot of other artists, they don't know that they're being kept in rotation, but they will soon find out what we have in store for the future. But we're going to keep the show going. I see a lot of you hanging out on the switchboard, and I just want to quickly remind you, select option one, and I know you want to be heard. Otherwise, it's okay if you just want to hang out and listen to the poets go forth. But I'm going to take the next caller on the air.
Caller from the 202 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, what's up, Poetic E and CBG? This is Lowry. How you doing?
What's up, Lowry?
Well, hi, Lowry. How you doing? How are you?
I'm fine, getting over my cold, but you know I still had to call in and spit it out. You know how it goes.
Oh, we so appreciate that, brother. What you gonna do for us this evening?
Thanks,
well,
bro.
Well, nah. next week. I sung last weekend and it went real well, but while I'm being a little quiet, you know, for sure. You'll get me next week, I promise.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them gals want to hear you sing, bro.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure a lot of them guests are females waiting to hear you sing. They lining up for you.
Well, I'm a lady. I'm gonna have to spit poetry for y'all tonight. Ain't 100%.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Do your thing, Larry.
This is a new piece called "Understanding Love and Observation." They say love ain't easy, yet complicated, and sometimes hard to attain. Or is it really that special feeling and divine sensation that we take for granted, neglect its rawness to never sustain? A good percentage of the population says they need and want love and show it with such limitations. We sometimes want to make it this fantasy island televised version in our minds, too robotic to have our own interpretation. And sometimes we make love out to be this roller coaster ride full of consequences and complications. And no, this is not just aimed at relationships. Everybody's topic of conversation. Since when do some of us make the mistake and love one for who they are instead of their actions? And why do we love people for their actions when they are inhumane and destructive? It is one thing to be mad at your loved one, but does that give you the right to tear each other down and not settle a dispute and be constructive? If two or more people can't seem to put pride aside and strive to overcome strife and make each other better, is that too much? Then again, what do I know? Everything is different when people have their own definitions. I'm a firm believer in just because a mistake is made in personal situations, that does not cheapen their love. A mother fed up with her child's behavior does not cheapen her love. Sometimes we do get hurt by the ones we love. So in hindsight, does love have to hurt? Does love have to be an enveloped feeling motivating actions of dirt? Does love have to be the major thing that we strive for, yet do we really embrace it? Or is love a beautiful, cut and dry, raw emotion that we do not even want to face it? Then it occurred to me, could it be sometimes our lack of self-love as a parent, so a lot of us don't know how to say it or show anybody else? I sometimes wonder and conclude that love is something beyond our understanding. But once it is realized truly, it is something so powerful, it will probably consume us innocently. And our guards will be down, hearts open. Maybe we'll have that feeling of divine intervention. But I just got one question. If you go through life and never tell someone how they feel, when they are finally resting in peace, why are you crying? Think about it. This is real. And that's my piece.
All right, bro.
Wow. You know what? Let me show you some love first for that. Whew. That came from a deep place, Larry, and it's so real, so relative. We go through life and we don't even get a chance to sometimes, or we don't take the chance to tell people, I love you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
enjoyed that piece.
Just wanted to get it off. And there's more, but anyone that's listening or in the chat, you can reach me out on Facebook, Lowry Edwards, L-A-R-I-E. If you have not already, please join the Lowry fan page, L-A-R-I-E fan page on Facebook. You can listen to any of my music by going to www.lowry, L-A-R-I-E, .bandcamp.com. My song Poetic Love spoken word remix track number 9 is a free download. And you can also follow me on twitter.com/FullOfLowry. And that's my spiel, and I'm going to pass the mic to the next poet.
All right, love. Love you here on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, that was Mr. Lowry Edwards bringing us to us live. It was a phenomenal piece. We're
going
to take the next call on the air. Call us from the 540 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Poetically Yours. I am
good
new
evening,
here to the show.
Yours.
Hi.
Well, welcome.
I heard about y'all through my good friend Lowry. He said, come on by. So here I am.
All right. We appreciate that, Mr. Lowry Edwards. What you going to do for us this evening, brother?
Okay. This piece is called It's Not You. I search, I wait, I select, but it's not you. I search, I wait, I select, then find some minor defect to reject because it's not you. Never, ever, ever you. It's played out, an old, tired, tattered pattern I find on repeat because it's not you. Never, ever you. I'm left wanting for something complete, so I delete without regard to feelings, leaving him reeling and what the fuck, why I say, so what is not you? Damn, why can't it be you? You who fills me to overflowing, you who paints mental masterpieces, you who satisfies my craving, you who can verbally caress me from a distance, and in an instance I am calm from your soothing balm, it's your palms I want singing psalms, awaiting my spiritual sensuality. You, the heart of me, pumping through my veins, you who have formed a closeness that drives me insane with desire, with fire to fulfill purpose, inspiration to reach higher, run faster, further, last longer while still keeping my senses. Hence the reason I searched, I waited, I selected, yet it wasn't you, never, ever you. I have an insatiable flavor on the tip of my tongue. Only you on my plate will satisfy. I can't lie. I've sampled enough appetizers to become wiser. I know I'm ready for the main course. I want to select you. Let me push your buttons, shower you with love, learn from above, have peaceful days that turn into years, sipping from your fountain, giving love that will move any mountains. It's overwhelming what's at stake. I can't fake these feelings. You keep me reeling so much so I need to catch my feelings on the line. I'm blind with love, yet 2020 with sight. Hit select to make things right. Stop the cycle of repeat, that feeling which leaves me empty and defeated. Microwave meals when I want home-cooked deals. It's your love that completely compliments him. As a whim, will never, never, ever be you. I search. I wait. I know love is not this complicated. I've had you in my spirit for so many years, never knowing your name, never seeing your face, but falling for you just the same. Yet I've tried to replace you, but I've come to realize him will never, ever, ever be you. I'll wait. Remaining poetically yours in peace.
All right, my brother. Thank you so much for sharing that piece. And this is how we do on the show. We show you some love by clapping it up for you. Thank you so much, my dear brother, for coming and sharing on here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And I want to thank Mr. Larry Edwards for making you aware of the show. We so welcome you back anytime you want to share here on the show. We thoroughly enjoyed your piece.
Thank you. Just want to say Poetically Yours is a female. I know my voice is a little deep, but I am a female.
Oh, I'm sorry, sister.
That's
Jesus,
okay. I
get my apology.
I was thinking, oh, they're going to think I'm gay. But no, I'm a female.
Okay.
You can reach me. Actually, I do have a page on Facebook. I have a Poetically Yours page. Also, a website, www.aboutheartmatters.com.
Okay. Well, we made sure our audience heard that. We're going to fall out. And thank you so much for coming through. And you're always welcome back. We so appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to take the my co-host has a piece that he wants to share, so we're going to let him step up to the mic and break it down for us.
What's up? I got a piece called Hoodlum. You know, back in the day, we didn't say hoodlum. We said hoodlum. And that's the name of this piece. It's called Hoodlum. I ain't never claimed to be no angel. And I'm a brother that had mad angles. I was forced to grow up streetwise. And I did my share of getting high. That block had my name on it. The things I wanted, I didn't ask for. I just take that shit. I was a bad little brother. My pops wasn't around, and an alcoholic mother gave me more reason to explore and discover how to become a hoodlum. Notice I didn't say bum, I said hoodlum. Hoodlum defined, standing on the corner, smoking weed and drinking wine, wasting my damn time, running up on sisters that was fine, scamming on how to make some cheese. Not expecting to get knocked, please. But I didn't get knocked right away. I made some cheese in my day. And I think about all that cheddar I made doing the shit I did. If I was smart, I would have been a rich kid. But I spent my cheese trying to look good. Ghetto fabulous, never ever leaving the hood. Unless it was in the back of a squad car. That damn ride always seemed far. But it was only about 10 minutes away. And I remember the judge asking, how do you plead? Not guilty, I say. Too many trips to the courthouse got me a trip to the big house, which in turn got me to the school of hard knocks, which in turn kept me off the block, making me realize I'm a man with a heart that's kind and good. Not the old hoodlum terrorizing our neighborhoods. But the man telling the new hoodlum, don't stand where I stood. There's a better place and it's all good. It's in your mind. Search and you shall find. And that's my piece.
All right, Stevie G bringing it to us. Wow. Folks, I just want to say really very quickly, I want to thank everyone for hanging out with us on the switchboard and in the chat room. We had a late start this evening, but the hour goes by very, very quickly. But we got it in, and I'm so glad that poets came through. We had a problem with the scheduling a little bit earlier, and we got it corrected. I saw a lot of the poets popping in and popping out. But we will have everything corrected next time. So without further ado, we're going to keep the – we're going to just take it to the top and kind of just make sure you guys know that next week we will be on our scheduled regular time at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please check out all of our regular scheduled shows. We have various hosts hosting on those shows. And check out the times. I'm definitely there for you to chime in anytime. We want to thank you, all the poets, for coming through and sharing your voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We always love you. Thank you, all the people that showed up and signed into the chat room. And remember to keep sending your tracks in to pansproducer@live.com so we can put you in rotation, because we have a purpose for doing that. We are taking tabulations for how often we play certain artists in rotation. And if you call and request them, or send me a message and request a certain artist, and we'll get their track in rotation, or we'll keep them in rotation, and we'll keep you abreast of what's going on with that. But we always have a show favorite, and we definitely, this brother has been deemed as one of our track toppers here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And with this track, this is a hot, hot track. I love the track. A lot of people love the track. And, you know, when I heard it, I was like, wow. But this is Mr. Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I? And we're going to just take the show off and say God bless, good night. Until next time, we'll see you at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Thursday. Live. We love you. Mwah.
Who am I? Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rise of armies.
Who am I?
And yet I never fall.
Who am I? Who am
I? Am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix.
Who am I?
I am the eternal past.
Who am I?
I am the now and the beginning.
Who am I?
I am that time that never ceases.
Who am I? Who am I?
I move rapidly through the universe.
Who am I?
At the speed of light. Before there was light,
who am I?
I traveled swiftly.
Who am I?
My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles. Those of us that study me, there is a science based upon me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am the discovered one.
Who am I?
I am that neo light.
Who am I?
That never dims.
Who am I?
The moon borrows its glow from my existence.
Who am I?
I have been courted by the galaxy.
Who am I?
I am the nearest star. And yet I am that universe beyond.
Who am I?
I am the source of the seed of life.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am
the life germ that grows
rolls under my spell.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am the season of time and nature.
Who am I?
I am the wind over the sea.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the hurricane.
Who am I?
In the ocean.
Who am I?
I am the tornado over the land.
Who am I?
And yet I am the breeze that comforts.
Who am I?
I am the grass that grows.
Who am I?
I am the cornfield.
Who am I?
I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself.
Who am I?
For that is the eternal one of the one.
Who am I?
He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.